Bernardo Silva got lucky there. Ball came off his knee. Chance for the hat-trick! Ramos has done it! Gonçalo Ramos! What a performance in the World Cup last 16. His first start for his country. In for Cristiano Ronaldo. It is the stuff of dreams. A little dink finish over Jan Sommer. Portugal 5, Switzerland 1. Gonçalo Ramos has three of them.
A little dink finish for Gonçalo Ramos, and he scored three times. An unbelievable performance, an unexpected performance, considering Cristiano Ronaldo, the face of Portuguese soccer forever, came off the bench yesterday. And what was pretty stunning to us, we were talking in our group chat, Ronaldo's coming off the bench?
Well, I warned you guys in the morning. I was like, hey, man, I've been hearing rumors that Ronaldo's probably not going to play this game, or at least not start in this game. And you guys were like, no, he's starting.
It's Ronaldo. Like, he just signed for $200 million a year in Saudi Arabia.
That's what I was hearing. And obviously, before the game, it was announced he wasn't going to be in the starting lineup. And Gonçalo Ramos, his
Gonçalo.
However you say it, the guy replacing him.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Basically had the game of his life.
He did. Hat-trick. He did.
And I think Portugal had the game of their existence at the World Cup.
6-1 win over Switzerland. Let's head to the phones now. Go to Qatar and visit with our friend Stephen Caldwell, TSN soccer analyst. What's going on, man? How are you?
Doing well, guys. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Great to have you on the show, Stephen, because we've been talking a lot about this Ronaldo situation with Portugal and everything that's led up to the tournament, where, you know, all the rumors surrounding him. How surprised were you with the way everything played out with Ronaldo, with Portugal, and his replacement, Gonçalo Ramos?
Yeah, not 100% surprised. We had saw parts of Ronaldo's play that were lacking. He's obviously getting on a little bit in years, and he's kind of struggled this tournament. And when you watched Portugal in the group stage games, you could see that they were carrying Ronaldo in many ways, certainly defensively. So, were we surprised that Fernando Santos, who's been so loyal to him, actually dropped him? Yes, probably. But we felt it was for the best of the team. And also, you know, when it gets to this stage of the tournament, when you think of the quality of some of the other teams, if Portugal are going to go really far or win this thing, they really need 11 players who are capable of doing both sides of the game, defending and attacking. So he was out, Ramos was in, and of course he had a tremendous performance, not just in front of goal, overall his movement. We were at the game, actually. We were fortunate enough to be there in person and to see it happen. And his movement is tremendous. His work rate, he just brought so much more to the team. And I think it was the way that he brought out more in João Felix and Bernardo Silva and Bruno Fernandes as well that was really so significant with Gonçalo Ramos's appearance.
Stephen, could this have been a decision by Fernando Santos that could have potentially cost him his job if Portugal didn't win?
Absolutely. You know, we're also talking about that. This might be a bold decision, and it might be a decision that comes back to haunt him. But, you saw the performance and the way that...
Now he's getting a lifetime contract.
Yeah. And I don't think it was, you know, particularly a diss on Ronaldo. But, I mean, it's Ronaldo's work rate, as everyone knows, has dropped off over the last few years. And actually, even his kind of ability to put away chances and his movement to get in position for the chances has deteriorated significantly. So they've been carrying him, for sure. They have been carrying him. Now, it's not to say Ronaldo can't still get on the field in this World Cup and score a significant, an amazing goal, a moment of magic. You know, when you've been that level of player, you've still got that in you. But I think if you think about it over the course of 90-plus minutes or three games to go, quarter, semi and final, if Portugal are going to get there, they need players that are in the game at all times. And so it was a very bold move from Fernando Santos, but a move that he had to make to win the World Cup. maybe it was risky to save his job, but I think if he wants to win the World Cup, he had to make that decision.
Well, it couldn't have gone out any better. 6-1 Portugal beat Switzerland. And for Ronaldo, I mean, don't tell the Saudis that he's slowing down, because he just signed a contract with one of the groups for $200 million a season. Wow, crazy. You said you were at the Portugal game against Switzerland. I bet that was electric, but... Has one of the best stories of the World Cup been the Moroccan team, with obviously the way they've played, but just the atmosphere in those stadiums with the Moroccan fans?
Yeah, I think they're the best supported team here in Qatar. There's Moroccan fans everywhere. Another 5,000 supposedly came in yesterday for the game, and we're expecting probably another 5,000 or 10,000 for the quarter final. And yeah, they've brought a lot of energy to the games, and their team play with that spirit. You can see that they almost feel like they've got that home advantage when they're playing
right
here in Qatar. So,
like, it's like if you're the other team, like, you've got to feel like you've like such a massive disadvantage, because the whole crowd is going nuts for the Moroccan team.
Yeah, and it's significant, because the one thing about this tournament, it's probably not been as supported as well as other World Cups, where you have a real kind of mix of Dutch fans and English fans and whatever it may be. It's not been supported like that. So the two sides that kind of stand out to me are Argentina, who are heavily supported, and in Morocco. But I think Morocco even pip Argentina in that regard. So, yeah, the support's there. They're playing with such national pride and such togetherness and real organisation. You know, they're a solid team. They're hard to break down, but they break really quickly. And they're very aggressive in their press when they decide to go. And they have some superstars in Hakimi and Ziyech particularly, who have had great World Cups. But, you know, in Nazeri, he's been terrific up top. You've got Unai, who's a young midfielder playing in France, who's really kind of came to the fore and shown himself to be capable of playing at the highest level. So, you know, two guys at the back, Agird and Saïss, really having tremendous World Cups as well. A lot to like about Morocco. I just wonder if going through that extra time against Spain and the energy they put into the penalty kicks, and is it going to be a bit too much, you know, in that next match against Portugal, who obviously hit the heights of the 6-1 victory against Switzerland. I think it's going to be very tough for them in the quarter, but I'm loath to go against them because they've shown such great spirit and quality.
No kidding.
Our guest is TSN soccer analyst Stephen Caldwell, live from Qatar, where the quarterfinals begin on Friday, and you can watch them all on TSN, listen to them here on TSN 1050. Do you have a pick right now, Stephen, as to, you've seen a lot of the teams play, you've seen all the teams play. Brazil is the betting favorite. Do you side with them? Is there someone else you think could emerge victorious here at the World Cup?
I'm still a Brazil guy. I said Brazil from the start, and, you know, that first 36 minutes against South Korea was absolutely breathtaking. So I can't go against Brazil. I do feel I've got the deepest squad, the most quality, and probably the most balanced when you think about their goalkeeper, Alisson Becker, being the best in the world. Their defence is solid. Their attack's breathtaking, like I said. So I'll stick with Brazil, but England-France is going to be huge. Whoever comes through that is going to be really strong. And I've always liked Portugal. My prediction show I had Portugal actually getting to the final against Brazil, and I'm sort of sticking to that, because I just think Portugal have got something about them, real quality, but a bit of grit and determination, and they seem to have kind of been galvanised by the whole Ronaldo thing. It's not really affected them emotionally or psychologically, so I think Portugal could be close, but if I had to put my neck on it, I would say still Brazil.
Stephen, of course, with Canada out, many of the TSN hosts, reporters have departed Qatar, including James Duthie. Do you and the crew miss Duthie at all?
We miss Duffy. Of course we do. We enjoy spending time with him.
You're such a nice guy.
You should have been like, who's guys, that? You know?
There's a whole host of people that are leaving or have left. So it's going to be a little bit weird. I think we're going to be at least half, probably down to a third of the crew that was here in the beginning. But we're soldiering on, guys. We're having a great time. We're proud to be representing TSN and Canada at this World Cup. And
awesome.
we're we're loving the football, which is the main thing.
You guys are doing a fantastic job. Looking forward to seeing how everything plays out in the quarterfinals beginning on Friday morning at 10 a.m. Thank you for doing this for us, Stephen.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you soon.
I look forward to it. Stephen Caldwell.